Okay, we are starting from Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara of Yosef Rav Kahana. First word in line is Shema Mina, Yosef Rav Kahana. Okay, let's give a little recap of what the Gemara is going on. The Gemara is discussing Rava just proved to us that there's a halacha of Chavat Rami, and that the rules that Chavat Rami work is that if you're a tefach wide, we can transport you up, down, as far as you'd like. If you don't make the cut, if you're not a tefach wide, we cannot transport you. You're limited to 3 tefachim, and that's it. Okay, the ramifications we said were for tumah or anything else. If you want to say for sukkah as well, if you want to see the roof as one, it's got to be in 3 tefachim unless you're a tefach wide. Okay, so Rava is telling us this chiddush. Now, exactly, that's the space in the tefach below for it to land into, and it's got to be tefach wide, the actual thing. Now, I want to correct myself from last 2 shiurim ago. I had mentioned that even if once they're down, there could be a few tefachim of space. That's not true. In Lavud we say ever else. In Sukkah we say Lavud. When it comes to Tumah, we don't say Lavud. Lavud means that within 3 tefachim we see it as solid. Halacha is, let's say you have a piece of Tumah, a dead guy, like a little piece of dead guy, right here. And then you have oil on all sides, but there's a tefach gap, and the Tumah is situated directly below the gap. Tumah shoots straight up, the rest of the oil is totally fine. This halacha that we say 3 tefachim is looked at as solid, a Lavud, it's not a part of Tumah, it's a kula in Tumah, okay? Everyone's always looking for kulas, we got you a kula. Okay, there's a leniency in Tumah that we don't say love it. You want a better kula? We'll talk later. Okay.
Wait, I'm not sure I'm getting the initial concept.
Okay, the initial concept is that usually in halakha.
No, you were saying that you were mistaken, where you were talking about the distance between the two beams.
Right. So the tefach question, we're dropping them down. The question the guy's asked was, okay, but then how far apart are they this way?
Exactly.
So I said within 3 tefachim. That's not true. They got to be flush, basically.
Flush. So basically, tefach, and the middle tefach is just...
Exactly. It's got to be perfect. Okay, let's go. Okay, so Yosef Rav Kahana. Yosef means he sat. Rav Kahana sat. The Ka'amar. Any pencil? Yosef, you got it?
Okay.
Yosef, yeah, he sat. Rav Kahana. The Ka'amar. And he said, Laha Shmaitza, to this Shmaitza. Shmaitza means this sugya. It's like, this is a good sugotari. You come down, you sit down with your friend. What do you tell him? You tell him, you heard the Mishnah on Chavez? Heard what Rava said, heard what Abaya said, Rava proved it from Mishnah and always. He said over the whole Shmaitza. Shmaitza means a sugya. Told over, Rav Kahana sat down.
Of Rava
and Abaya and everything, exactly. Well, particularly Rava, right? Rava's halacha that he proved from the Mishnah that Chava Rami is only by a tefach. Okay? That novel idea of Rava. Okay, he said this over.
Rav Kahana comes after Rava?
Yes. Rav Kahana sat down and he said over the Shmaitza. Amalei Ravashi, Rav Kahana. Amar le Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana. Amar le means he said, Rav Ashi, Rav Kahana, to Rav Kahana. Oh, the kol hecha, the kol and everywhere. Well, kol is every, hecha is where, anywhere. In every scenario, right, the kol hecha, the less that there is not bay in it, tefach, meaning the roof does not have a tefach, lo yamrina and chavad rami. We don't say Chav Rami? Is that a true statement? Are you making a rule here? You're telling me that you or Rava derived from a Mishnah in all is a fact that you don't say Chav Rami unless you're a Tefach wide? Vatanya, we taught in a Braisa. Everyone good with us? Everyone good with the words? Means you're good or you're...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. Vatanya. Okay, you bring your Braisa, right? Everything we do in Gemara is sourced, right? You tell me a proof, I tell you a different kasher from somewhere else. Taught in a Braisa.
Where's the phone?
Oh, this Braisa is an Erevin. Well, actually, yeah. I mean, it's a Braisa quoted in an Erevin quoted in Sukkah. It's not written anywhere, right? Except for in Gemara. Right? It's a Braisa. It's oral teaching. You good? Okay. Kaira Hayyitza Mekaisalze. Okay, so let's give a little background. Very important fact. Hilcha Shabbos, guys, okay? Halacha is on Shabbos, Midaraisa, Midarabano. We're not getting into that now. The point is, There's 3 basic prop domains in Hilchos Shabbos. Right? You got your private property, your public property, which is the Yach, which is the Rav, and the thing in between, which is the Karmelis, like our parks. Good. Now, Midaraisa, 3 walls are just the Yach. And that's why all the Arabs in big cities like Chicago, for example, they're relying on to make their Arab in Rogers Park. is that there's three walls. There's three solid walls. There's two. There's two railroad tracks and the river.
Metro, Swift, right? No, Metro over there.
Right.
Skokie Swift over there.
And then the channel.
Channel and the cemetery wall on the Peterson.
So that's a little complicated. Over.
They don't have a real arrow. They just.
It's actually very convenient. It's much better, halachically speaking. It's a real wall.
Chicago arrow is one of the more.
Sfardim will use a Chicago arrow. They won't use other places.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay.
Not no one. Either way, fine. Off the record, yeah. So. The point is, why is it better to have three real walls? Because Midaraisa, mister, don't laugh at me. Midaraisa, Gil Machitzas is? Gil Machitzas is?
What is Gil Machitzas?
Three Machitzas. It gives you what?
Status.
Oh, good. We took it and one more. We're just beautiful. Midaraisa. Are you allowed to carry in three walls?
Yeah.
You live in Chesterfield?
We're talking about a model.
Good. So let's go. Let's take a quick look at Chesterfield. You got three walls. You're allowed to carry there. Let's say there's no air in Chicago. Oh.
You have all the Jews living here and all.
That's air. We're going to take a step back before air. Walls wise, walls. Do you have enough walls? So you have three walls. With your ice, you're good. Say there, Abanan is a problem. You're open to a makam asrla. You're open directly, and there's no delineation. So you're right. Halakhically speaking, you're in Shaziyaka. But we're scared. People are going to. Like, look, what's the difference between Chesterfield and the sidewalk of Tui? There's the exact same difference. So Chazal said you got to fix it. One of three ways, right? Lechi Kaya. What we do is a Tzuris HaPesa, which is the best way. Make a doorway. That's what string's about. But you're right. With Darbanon, we don't really need that. We need either a Lechi or Kaya. What's a Lechi or Kaya? So a Lechi.
You made the rice.
Well, with the rice, you don't need anything. Right?
Tzuris HaPesa is
the best.
Kosher wall.
Yes, for now. Let's just not get into this for a second. Yeah. So, you have a mavli. Mavli means any three. Any mavli means basically a three-walled street, right, or an alley, right? An alley could be a mavli mafulish. It's got two walls missing, but okay. Chazal gave you a way to fix it. They said very simple. You make either a lechi. What's a lechi? What's a lechi do? Lechi just a little bit of wall, a drop of wall protruding into the opening, and I see already a starting of a wall. I see. A delineating factor, or a kaira. A kaira is almost like a doorway. Okay. Now, the kaira it has to be a solid structure. Okay, we're gonna get this in a second. It's very important. The kaira has to have a certain width. It's got to have a tefach width. Why is that? Because standard building in those days was using bricks, which were 3 tefachim by 1.5 tefach. Okay. So, if you want to put a 1.5 tefach wide brick, so how is the minimum size of your kind of your summer? You just take that one. Okay, so again, the halacha has to be, you have to have a kaira that's going to be a tefach thick above your opening of your mavli to see that that's the closing spot. Okay, so we're here. So, sorry, I'll show you this. Okay, the Tanya. Well, Tanya. We taught on the Bryson. Okay? Kaira, a beam. Hayoitse, that goes out. Mekaisel ze, from this wall. The Ena Naigas, and does not touch, doesn't reach. Bekaisel ze, in the other wall. It's got to reach from wall to wall. Okay? Vechein, and so too. Shtei kairis. Let's say you have two beams. I'll use a straw. You got two beams. Okay, they go from two sides. Achas yoytzes mekaisel ze. One yoytze goes out mekaisel ze from this wall. The achas and one yoytze goes out mekaisel ze. The einon noigas, and it einon means they do not noigas touch. Zoo bazoo into each other. Okay? So you have an issue. You got an issue. Your beams do not reach fully across. Okay, one case is your beam just doesn't reach the other side. Another case you got two beams and they don't meet in the middle fully. Okay? So how much fudge room do you have? Oh, so everyone here already is brilliant. They all know Lovewood. Right? So we know that up to 3 tefachim you get to miss. You have margin of error 3 tefachim, right? We extend things 3 tefachim. So you're supposed to reach from wall to wall. So this is opening with your mavli. If your beam is less than 3 tefachim away, then that's okay. That's fine. You're close enough. Okay? If it's less than 3 tefachim away, so more than 3 tefachim away, then you got an issue. Because you didn't really close off your opening, right? Here's your opening. You got to get the beam across all the way. And here you didn't fully reach. Okay? Same thing would apply to okay. So again, pachos mi shleisha einoi tzarch. Pachos less mi shleisha than three einoi tzarch. He does not need lehavi to bring koira acharis another beam. Shleisha, if it's three, the gap of three tzarch, he must lehavi to bring koira acharis another beam. Step one. All right, three and up. Once you're three, no more loving. Okay. So far, everyone good? Okay. Now, if Shimon Gamliel, Omer. Shimon Gamliel says, Pachos me'arba, if the gap is less than four. Pachos is less me'arba than four. Less than four. Ein tzarech. He does not need, again, so it's less than four, you don't need lehavi to bring kaira, abim, acharis, another one. Right? It means your Tanakhama says, oh, but tzarech is a must, required. Necessary, yeah. Right. Yeol's love, it extends one more. Okay? So far, so good. So again, pachos me'arba, less than four, ein tzarech, you do not need lehavi to bring kaira, acharis, another beam. Arba, if you have four of a gap of four, then tzarech lahavi, tzarech imas lahavi, to bring kaira acheres, another kaira, another beam. Okay, now, everyone, so far so good. Okay, this was all just basic halachas of kaira. They got to reach from side to side. You got a fudru of either three or four tzfachim, depends what you hold like. Now, we mentioned the kaira has to be a tefach wide. Does it have to be one solid kaira? Or can I have two kairas and make one kaira out of it? Do two pieces of kaira put together give you that impression of a solid roof, a solid doorway, or no? Okay? What a chazal require? So says the Mishnah, the Braisa, v'chein, and so too, two kairas beams, hamat I mois, that are like twins. To umim are twins, hamat I mois, that are twinning. Any better word for that? I don't know what it is. That are touching.
Parable.
That are paired. Yeah.
Paired.
Paired, pairing.
Next to each other.
Next to each other. That's the good shooter. That's what I was going to say.
What's
next to each other. Basically. Yeah, that's the honest truth, right? Let's just keep it as close as made is made. Next to each other, right? The point is, they're exactly, that's what it is, right? So you got it like this. So now, what's the halacha? Oh. Chayim, stay courage on Timas. Loi bezu today lekabel ariyach. Loi, there is not, no, bezu in it, in one of them, right? In one, bezu in this one. Today, enough, sufficient, lekabel, to accept ariyach, means a brick. I mean, this one's a half a tefach thick. So it doesn't have enough to hold a brick.
The bricks next to each other, it's in the same level.
Sorry. Again, this one does not have in it enough to hold a brick. It's a half a tefach wide. The other one, it also doesn't have enough. Okay, so loy bezu, there's not in this kedei lekabel ariyach to hold a bit of a brick. Vil loy bezu, there's not enough in this kedei so that lekabel to hold a ariyach, a brick. So then, if mekablis, they can accept a ariyach, a brick. The rachvay to its width, tefach is a tefach wide. Then ein, you do not tzarich have to lahavi to bring kaira acharis another beam. Okay, means if total together they can hold up a brick that's a tefach.
On the width. Usually the brick is tefach and a half.
Exactly, but the way it works is that you take a tefach wide beam and you put the brick on top of it. So this is your beam, okay? Your beams are on tefach wide. You put a brick on top of it, you got a little half a tefach, or a quarter tefach on each side, and you put cement here to attach it, okay? That's just how they did it, because you wanted the wood not to get rotten from the water and all that. So you put a tefach wide beam to hold up a 1.5 tefach wide brick, and then they put cement here and cement there, okay? So we're saying this. If you don't have one solid beam, you have two half beams, if they can be combined to equal the width of a tefach, then you're good. Okay? So guys, we're obviously going to go now into combinations. We're combining two things. Okay? So. A second, let's just pause.